So this is a chinuch question about when we let minors do things. For example, if a katan, if a minor says, "I want to put on tefillin," even though technically, if he's mature enough and he understands, there is a halachic basis for him to do it. We Ashkenazim, our custom is that we don't do it. The idea is that very often, when children try to do something beyond what everyone else is doing their age, so very often it's an indication of weak ego, of an ego that they're trying to get compliments or to have appreciation. A child like that needs a lot of love. A child like that needs a lot of strengthening of his ego for the regular things that he does. And he needs to be encouraged to be a normal child, to have a good time. I used to tutor advanced kids. Yeah, I used to, when I was younger, I'm still young, when I was even younger than this. I used to tutor kids who were like gifted kids. And very often the questions that would come up would be, they don't want to go play during recess. They just want to learn. And I would be against it. You have to be with other kids your age. You have to have a good time. And sometimes these kids want to wake up early and daven v'sikin. And you could say it comes from a good place. They want to be closer to God. I'm not so quick to believe that. You know, out of all the gifted children, in 1 in 10,000, maybe it's that way. And in the other 9,999, there's an inner desire that is yearning, and it's not yearning for God. It's yearning for attention. It's yearning for appreciation. And so a parent has to know how to supplement that. On the other hand, when there are things that are standard, other kids are also doing them, such as opening the Arna Kodesh for Anim Zmiros. In certain congregations, they get an aliyah like Maftir. So then there's nothing wrong with that. In certain congregations, they'll let them be the chazan for Kabbal Shabbos. Or when a kid becomes bar mitzvah, in some congregations, they'll let him be gabbai or chazan. Okay, no problem. You know, that's within the realm of what everyone's doing. He doesn't have to be different. He can excel within the realm of normalcy. To give him, to allow him to do things that are different than everyone else, I've only seen that backfire. I've yet to see that work. One of the yeshivas here in the neighborhood once had a kid that came in at age 13. He'd spend all afternoon and evening learning in the yeshiva. After he ended school, he'd come to there and he'd learn all afternoon and evening. And everyone was so impressed with this kid. Okay, a few years have passed since then. I don't know if he opens a Gemara today. I don't know, you know, I don't know if he always kept Shabbos in his history. I don't know what his history is, you know. I only followed him going through, everyone being so impressed with this 13, 14, 15-year-old coming to a yeshiva and learning all afternoon. And then I suddenly saw him go the other way. And anyone could go both ways, you know. No one has any guarantees. But over there, it seemed pretty obvious that it was an error to let him do this. His parents should have said, no, you want to learn? Well, first excel in what everyone else does. First excel in your normal studies. If you've done that, so let's see if we could add another half hour a day. We'll get you a good chavrusa, learn with someone else. But in general, when kids try to find niches where no one else is doing it, adults do this too. You have adults who do this. You have people who could do all kinds of weird things in shul. And people do all kinds of weird things religiously too, and it makes them feel special. And especially Chozrim B'Tshuva and Gerim like to do this, because a person is starting and he has so much to catch up and he wants so much to excel, so the easiest way to do it is to find a niche which no one else is doing. A friend of mine once joked, he said he should open up a company that says find your own chumrah. This is yours. No one else does this. Here, you could be unique.
Two toothbrush, one from Halavim Masani.
Oh, right. So
a beautiful idea.
I have a friend like
you. Serious?
Okay. You see, if no one else is doing it. So you see, but in an adult, I hope that it doesn't envelop him. In a child, this type of thing can envelop him. and then it backfires. Then at some point it explodes because something that's completely external, you know, can only go so far. So adults who lead their lives this way, okay, on some level, hopefully the rest of their lives they're not leading that way. Some adults, that's their whole life. You know, I've seen that too. It's a known occurrence. There are many stories like that. And at some point it explodes. And then there are many casualties. So for adults, I to each his own. I can't tell a person what to do. But if it's your own child, then my recommendation is keep him in sync with everyone else and let him do what everyone else does. And if he really wants to excel, let him excel at what everyone else does. Let him be a top student. He wants more, so give him a little bit more. Give him a little bit more within the realm. You know, so let him read nice stories of Tanakh. Let him read nice Midrashim. I can tell you an extreme case of this was a guy I learned with who committed suicide in that. You know, he kept trying to be the best, to be better than everyone else. So one guy I learned with committed suicide. The second guy was caught trying to slice his wrists, and then they got him onto medication. And the second guy was a guy who, skipped grades, and every grade he skipped into, he was the top of the class, but he always had to be the best. But it was always a reflection of a weak ego, not a strong ego. So in the end, it backfired, because at some point, it was like that came to haunt him. And so parents have to be attuned to it. Parents sometimes are very excited. Oh, my kid wants to do this or that or the other thing. And at the end of the day, you have to wonder if you're not playing with fire. The kids would be much better off if you take a tutor once a week to enrich them, or twice a week, and you do simple enriching things like stories from Tanakh, or take another Masechet in Mishnah, something that they're not learning in school, something that will stimulate them intellectually. But to let them do things that are far out and to just see the positive in it and not see the risks in it, so that's very dangerous. And again, I've seen this with many, many gifted kids who are successful, and then they're bored with everything. So you have to find ways to stimulate them, but ways that are within society, not out of what everyone else is doing, within the realm of what everyone else is doing.